So good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming in such a hot day to attend this meeting. I'd like to talk about trend microstrategy in a fast-changing world. And that strategy, we call it XGen, cross-generation strategy. Today, I think everyone in the world, the biggest challenge that we are dealing with is fast change. Fast change, including the weather change, right? But especially in the IT industry, we deal with infrastructure change. We're seeing all this from PC evolve to mobile to cloud to now the machine learning, wireless, all of this infrastructure change. And we're seeing the new user behavior change. For instance, before, only the 30-something highly educated people use IT, but now you can see it's down to 3 years old, up to 80 years old, they all use IT already. And especially in the security business, we deal with the new threats every day. So those are what we call the formula that we need to deal with. Every day we look at I, infrastructure change. U, user behavior change. T, threat landscape change. And then we figure out what is X. X in mathematic formula always stands for a variable. You need to figure it out. So we look at those I, U, T and figure out what is the next X that we need to solve for our customer. That's what we call X generation. And we launched this X generation strategy last year in November. Last year in November. This is one of the advertisement or our graphic that you show. And I especially pull this one out because today, if you look at this, we're talking about zero-day X, ransomware X, and the costly damage X. That was before WannaCry happened. So if you look at that one, it's almost like we are a prophet. We were predicting the future because this year in April, this WannaCry hit the whole world. And how does the WannaCry work? Actually, WannaCry utilizing the vulnerability, SMB vulnerability, that's the almost 0 day. It was declared in the Eternal Blue whole package, but however, it was a lot of customers still have not patched it. So use the vulnerability. And then it was dropped a file into the computer, the host, and then it will encrypt all the file in there, and that is the ransomware problem. And I think if you follow that news, you know how much damage it cost. A lot of operation, airport or factory, they stop operation because of this WannaCry. And that's why we say X is to predict what the problem customer will have and then try to prevent that happen to our customer. So let's look at what Trend Micro's X generation strategy did at the WannaCry time. When WannaCry happened, this was Trend Micro's solution. First, at the network layer, when the WannaCry hit, we already have IPS, the tipping point solution, and our vulnerability shelter already deployed at that time. Like I believe 3 months in advance, we already have that solution deployed. So a lot of our customer has not experienced anything because we already sheltered that before it hits their network. Even if they are not using our tipping point and they hit their server, at the server, we still have our deep security, already have the virtual patch in there, and therefore we stop there by shelter the SMB exploit. Even if they still don't have that deep security, they only have our endpoint solution, in there we have several machine learning before execution, before the program starting to execute, it already filtered it with a lot of vulnerability and the pre-execution inspection using our machine learning technology. And after that was done, we also have the traditional file execution filter, the pattern comparison one. Even after, if all this fail, and that program starting to execute, we actually have customers send us a thank you note with a screen capture saying that our program, Virus Buster Corporate Edition, actually show a warning message say encryption stopped. We actually were able to use behavior monitoring and stop the encryption execution start. So what I want to say is that actually, if we think all of this technology you see, those are preventative, proactive protection. And only one, that the pattern matching one, still is very important. Our reaction in the pattern matching is still very good and prevent a lot of damage, but it's only a small portion. What it says is that Trend Micro's technology and product solution for our customer is no longer just a pattern matching antivirus solution. It has evolved to such a complex and more complete solution. Actually, not just the technology and product has evolved. I'd like to share with you that in the past 5 years, Trend Micro's business, in the composition of our business, has evolved. Since 5 years ago, 2016, our composition was almost 40% is consumer business, 60% is commercial business. Today, after 5 years, overall the business grew 41% over these 5 years, and our composition is becoming like 30% is consumer, 70% is commercial. So our solution addresses a big enterprise security problem. Actually, this quarter, Q2, you can see that composition is even more because our commercial business actually grew. Not only in the commercial business, we grow versus the consumer business. Actually, within the commercial business, the composition also changed. Originally, most of our products, our revenue, come from the desktop antivirus solution, the more traditional desktop security. But now, back then, it was 88% is the desktop solution, mostly. Now, it already become the hybrid infrastructure protection, which include our server, cloud, data center, and network solution, cybersecurity solution. All of this has more than 38% of our total revenue composition. So Trend Micro has evolved from a cute virus buster company into what New York Times actually call us, the cybersecurity giant company. So I think this is what in the past 5 years we have accomplished to become an infrastructure protection cybersecurity company. Then what's next? I think we spent the past few years evolving Trend Micro into a cybersecurity and cloud security company. But what's next? We're seeing, again, looking in the IoT today, the infrastructure has a huge change. 5G is coming, the SDN is coming, and also, everybody probably all worry about IoT. There's more devices, more connected devices in the world, and these are non-traditional connected devices, the IoT. And the user behavior, therefore, will be changed. Actually, there's another way of explaining what is IoT, is people say IoT is where the IT meets the OT. Before, in the companies, the IT people and the operation team, like factory or this different, they are separate team. They don't talk to each other and they don't need to. The operation team don't think they need to deal with the IT. But IoT actually have to merge all of this. The smart factory need to feed all the data. The product, the car that you deliver to consumer has something connected to the internet and you need to collect all those data. So the user profile also changed from the IT people, pure IT people, to combination of IT and OT people. And the threat, not to mention, actually, all these threats already starting, we're starting to see all this IoT security problem happening. Like last year, there was a thing, effect that all the home router, the home camera was infected and by a Mirai virus, and the whole U.S. network, half of the USA internet was broke down by because of these small devices attacking the infrastructure. So we think the most important X for us, for Trend Micro to solve, is IoT security. IoT is a very important thing. We see that they say there's a lot of different type of a number here, but some prediction says that in 2020, there will be more than 26 billion of connected device in the world. You cannot even count that, right? And all this, the only way that you deal with all this huge amount of connected device and huge amount of data is by utilizing artificial intelligence, machine learning. It's just impossible for a human being to analyze that. And therefore, AI and IoT is the next important I that we need to deal with. If we look at all of this, I think this is a wonderful, just like a cloud making a lot of new progress and make more people can use this infrastructure and share more data. AI and IoT has a lot of good use of that. For instance, in the medical devices, you can more doing more preventative health care. And in the agriculture, you can save more water. Actually, there are some studies showing that the tomato, they grow the tomato, and once they use IoT to do the watering, they save 95% of the water. They use only 5% of the water, and the tomato grow better. That's a huge save for the human being, right? And I think everybody was talking about all these cars. We hope that can give us a safer way to travel. And I think everyone would love to have a chauffeur every day, but you cannot afford it. But in the future, when the driverless car come, maybe everyone can afford our. When I grow very old, I can have my personal chauffeur take me everywhere, right? So I think IoT is going to eat all this AI and IoT, no matter how people say it's dangerous, it's whatever, but it will bring a lot of benefit, and therefore I think it will continue to evolve and will affect our life even more. But of course, there's a lot of security problem. There's more vulnerability. And not only just this traditional IT software writing code vulnerability, but also just think about who is using them. Before, at least you know you are using a device that is connected. Now, you don't even know there was a computer in your home, in your refrigerator, in your washing machine, or whatever machine that you have. Plus, what I just mentioned, IT meets OT. This device maker, they are not necessarily the IT specialist. They don't even know that software needs to be patched, but they are manufacturing all these devices. Or the factory operation people, that are not used to manage the pattern update or the software update. Now they need to manage how to update their factory machine. These are the new challenge that we see in the IoT world. And it's not just science fiction that we are predicting. You already see all of these different type of attacks happening not long ago. And it's creating more and more security problem. Even the WannaCry. The WannaCry was a traditional PC. Originally, we think it's just a PC ransomware, but actually it affects the ATM machine, the bulletin board in the airport, and just a lot of things that before we didn't think it would be affected. It all affected. Actually, right after WannaCry, there's another ransomware attack called Padilla. It's not that well known, but it actually affects even more because there was a company called Marcus. It's the world's largest cargo company. Until today, because their cargo system was scheduling system was hit by that virus, until now, they cannot fully recover. And until now, today, the worst cargo shipment is still not. A lot of companies still dealing with that. They need to reschedule that, and very, very hard to do. So what I want to say is that today, all of this IoT security problem, the future of the security problem is even bigger impact than before. And therefore, Trend Micro need to provide the solution. Actually, in the past few years, we already has been providing, preparing ourselves to deal with all this. I think a lot of people asked about our tipping point, and still from beginning when we acquire tipping point, we have this type of IoT security in our mind. Because for instance, the smart factory, the east-west traffic from IT to OT when they connect, the best solution is you put an IPS system in between those systems, and then you can scan and find out, block all those vulnerabilities. So our solution in this whole more connected IoT world is actually in the cloud. We will have the deep security product in every one of them. In the middle, the network. In the home, we will have home security box. And no more corporate network, we will have IPS gateway solution. And in the carrier network, we actually already announced the NFV security that carrier can use that to provide the in-between security. We call it edge security. And also on the endpoint, we have the traditional endpoint security, but also we come up with the secure SDK that we provide to all the device maker that they can integrate into their device and provide all this secure connection with the cloud. So that's already Trend Micro prepare for the IoT security. So what I want to say is that 20 years ago, if you have followed Trend Micro that long, 20 years ago, our tagline was be your internet virus wall. And with that vision in mind, we were the first one to come up with internet pattern update utilizing internet to provide the fastest response that the virus protection need. And we become number one internet gateway security. 10 years ago, we say we want to become secure your journey to the cloud. And we use the cloud technology. We launched the world's first cloud-based security intelligence from the cloud, our smart protection network. Utilizing that, we become number one in virtualization security, number one in server security, number one in cloud security. Today, what we see is that IoT security is the future. And today, I want to say, Trend Micro want to be number one in the secure the connected world. So number one in utilizing AI technology to provide the best IoT security for the whole world. And that is our continued strategy and our X generation strategy. Thank you.